Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new humanity. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to understand who America's next great enemy is and understand, because let's face it, we are not being told the truth by any of the media, it appears. There may be some exceptions. And we do have the truth in the Bible. But how are we going to judge where we are in end times and how we should pray unless we get understanding? And understanding, that's why I'm interviewing Eric Steckelbeck. You probably have seen him on CNN or Fox or Glenn Beck or Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity or perhaps his own show. He's an expert on the Middle East, Islamic terrorism. You've probably seen him. He's the host on CBN of Steckelbeck on terrorism. And Eric, on yesterday's broadcast, there is a group in the news, this whole Arab Spring. You see at the forefront, almost as if they were organized to jump in and control the political scene, the Muslim Brotherhood. And most people don't know who they are. If I go by what I read in the newspapers, I mean, is it true that this Muslim Brotherhood over the last calendar year or so has been at the White House over 100 times? Is that true?
Sid, this is absolutely true, and I lay it out in my new book that Muslim Brotherhood-linked individuals, and in the book I name names, groups and individuals that are linked to this totalitarian, violent movement called the Muslim Brotherhood have been guests at our White House, Sid. And they
wait till our people find out who they really are. On yesterday's broadcast, you started telling the history of them. Would you continue?
Sure, Sid. This group was founded in 1928 in Egypt. It is a global movement. The Muslim Brotherhood is present in some 80 countries around the world, including right here in America. This is the most influential, the oldest Islamic radical movement, Sid. So founded in 1928 in Egypt, their founding motto, the creed they live by, today still, reads in part, Sid, "Jihad is our way, dying in the way of Allah is our highest hope." This whole notion of martyrdom, of suicide bombings, it started with the Brotherhood. They spawned Al-Qaeda, Sid. Every major Al-Qaeda leader from Osama bin Laden on down, before they formed Al-Qaeda, they belonged to the Muslim Brotherhood. Hamas, which has killed American citizens, which is slaughtering Jewish women and children every day, they are the self-identified Palestinian branch of, yes, the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, Sid, in the 1930s and 1940s, as the Brotherhood was getting off the ground in Egypt, they collaborated closely with the Nazis. The Brotherhood worked with Hitler's war machine to exterminate the Jews, to extend the final solution to the Jews of the Middle East. They also participated in the invasion of Israel in 1948, Sid, joining the Arab armies, trying to snuff out the miraculous rebirth of Israel. Anti-Semitism is one of the bedrocks of the Muslim Brotherhood. They are the vanguard of global anti-Semitism today, Sid. And in the book, I call them Hitler's heirs today.
Tell me just a little bit, whet our appetite. You go into detail in your book, but tell me about the secret Brotherhood documents that were found by the Swiss.
Yeah. Sid, it has become known, these documents, as the Project. Now, after 9/11, everyone's censors were up about Islamic radicalism, Islamic terrorism, and the Muslim Brotherhood has been the main driving force through the years of Islamic terrorism. So, Swiss authorities raided the luxurious villa of a leading global Muslim Brotherhood operative, and they found a treasure trove of documents, Sid, and one of them called caught their interest in particular. It has become known in intelligence and law enforcement circles as the Project. And what the Project is, basically, is the Muslim Brotherhood's blueprint to conquer the West, to conquer Europe, conquer America from within. And one of their strategies, Sid, and we're seeing them do it to perfection here in America, is to get positions of influence, whether it's in the government, at the universities, in the media, get positions of influence, control the conversation, control the narrative. I'll give you a great example, Sid. With Palestinian suicide bombers, I've interviewed Muslim Brotherhood spokesmen face-to-face. This is how they frame it. They say this is not terrorism, what the Palestinians are doing to Israel. It's occupation. Again, it's resistance against illegal occupation. That's how they've been able to frame it. It's just resistance. The poor Palestinians have no other choice but to blow themselves up and take Israeli women and children with them. It's resistance to occupation. This is the kind of strategy that's laid out in the Project, Sid, and it enables the Muslim Brotherhood and their minions to control the conversation here in the West and also to charm the pants off of Western leaders who take what they say at face value.
Just out of curiosity, how did they get so sharp? How did they start dressing like Madison Avenue, coming up with PR techniques that are so outrageous, I guess Barnum would call it the big lie? I mean, how?
Yeah, Sid, you know, they started the Brotherhood from their inception. I have to say, early on in Egypt, their founder, a guy named Hassan al-Banna, he did not wear the long robes. He wore a suit. He would wear the old Egyptian fez, the old hat many in Egypt would wear, but he wore a suit. From the beginning, they were able to kind of stand apart from the other movements. That's why they're so diabolical, Sid, so effective and so dangerous. Suit, the standard Muslim Brotherhood outfit, a suit, a tie, all of them, most of them, fluent in English, many of them, Western educated, eloquent, to the Western English-speaking media, they say all the right things, Sid. Yes, we support democracy. Yes, we support the peace treaty with Israel. But when the cameras aren't rolling and you get them in front of Arabic media, the story is much different. Death to Israel, no democracy, Islamic Sharia law must rule over one and all.
Okay. The average American doesn't know the flip side, which you explain very articulately in your book, The Brotherhood, America's Next Great Enemy. But certainly our administration knows what you've just came out of your mouth. How can they, in good faith, call these people moderates? How can they entertain them in the White House 100 times? How can the press be in awe of them?
Yeah, I think when people read how I document this in the book, Sid, I think they're going to pull out their hair in frustration. Look, there's two tracks here.
By the way, do we as a country financially support the Muslim Brotherhood?
Of course, Sid. Look, when Mohamed Morsi, for thankfully only a brief period of time, was the president of Egypt for about a year, we were sending him billions of dollars in U.S. taxpayer, I might add, financial aid. So yes, we have supported the Muslim Brotherhood around the world. Why do we do it, Sid? There's two tracks here. On the first track, you have the State Department bureaucrats, the geniuses inside the Washington Beltway where I'm sitting right now. They see the Brotherhood as a counterweight to Al-Qaeda. They say, hey, the Muslim Brotherhood has changed its spots. They're not bad anymore. They're not blowing anyone up yet. So let's use them as a counterweight against the really bad guys in Al-Qaeda. The other track, Sid, and I believe this includes President Obama himself, is the revolutionary leftist kind of ideology that many in our administration unfortunately have, which sees radical Islamists as an ally of sorts.
But wait a second. How could a leftist pair up with some of the theology of Islam?
Sid, this is such a strange phenomenon. I have an entire chapter about it in the book. Remember this. Hardcore leftists and hardcore radical Islamists. Many, many differences, of course.
And now, just for our audience, define leftist.
A leftist would be someone who basically, in my view, Sid, a hard leftist wants a socialist state, wants America to be a socialist country, on the living by the precepts of Karl Marx. Someone who is not fond of Judeo-Christian Western civilization and wants to turn it on its head, turn the U.S. Constitution at the end of the day upside down, and chip away at the traditions of America, the traditional family values and family structure of America. To me, that is a hardcore leftist. And the hardcore Islamists have a different strategy, a different goal, but they share a common foe, Sid. Islamists, leftists, the common foe is, again, traditional Judeo-Christian Western civilization. Both sides want to turn it on its head. Now, the Islamists want Sharia law. The leftists, I guess they think they'll have some socialist utopia, but they both despise traditional America. So they will work together. Strange as it sounds, you'll see them marching arm in arm at anti-war rallies. You'll see the leftists, and not just hardcore leftists, Sid, I have to say, common liberals, especially here on Capitol Hill, just your average everyday liberal, have carried the water of radical Islamists. I've seen it with my own two eyes at hearings on Capitol Hill. Just your average everyday liberal, even.
But a liberal wants to have rights for homosexuals, rights for I still can't see them pairing together.
I know. It is madness. But this is how slick and savvy the Brotherhood is. And in these documents, and we talked about the project, it literally, Sid, talks about working with leftists and those we don't agree with.
I want everyone to get a hold of your brand new book, The Brotherhood, America's Next Great Enemy, especially the revelation of here's what, you know, it reminds me of Mein Kampf. Hitler stated what he was going to do. And then he tried to pull it off. Anyone could have read it. This book tells you what is going on that the news has been lulled to sleep about. I want you to get this book and then the two update CDs. You know, this world is happening so – things are happening so quickly. Jesus is getting ready to return that we had to do two update CDs with the book, the entire package available for a gift of $40. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222 Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.